The Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
The president gave a final address to the class of graduating military officers as commander-in-chief today. It's the last time he's going to do that at any of the academies. He's at the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. He said, in times of war, innocent victims caught in the crossfire are deaths that haunt us all.
As technology evolves, we can never grow numb to the consequences of our actions. We have to hold ourselves to high standards. Be even more transparent and do everything in our power to prevent the loss of innocent life. That's how America goes to war, and that's how ultimately America also wins the peace.
So everything he says right now, sort of, is it just me, or does everything he says have something to do with Trump? Am I just hearing like that? Everything is some kind of a caveat. Like, listen, you can press a button now and kill like a million people.
Sure, without naming him, because he hasn't really done that in any of his speeches. Sometimes more transparently than others, he's obviously speaking about Trump. This is such a sad thing that happened there, though, right as he was leaving with the Thunderbird crash.
United States Air Force Thunderbird F-16 did crash, although nobody hurt in that.
No one hurt in that one. The Blue Angel crash hours later, but we did learn the pilot died.
Right. Totally, at this point, as far as we can tell, unrelated crashes across the country from each other. But what a strange coincidence that is today.
And sad.
Checking in at
number 4.
Former Secretary of State, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. I have to say it like that because apparently people are not familiar with her. And actually, the polls are showing that they're less familiar with her than she probably thought.
I think they're familiar. They're just not favorable.
Okay, that's actually a very good point. She took to the microphones today. She's on a stage.
She
She's all upset
Boy,
now.
Did she?
She said, don't let Donald Trump anywhere near the nation's nuclear codes.
That got the loudest applause.
She was in Balboa Park in San Diego. She said, that'd be a mistake.
He is not just unprepared. He is temperamentally unfit to hold an office that requires knowledge, stability, and immense responsibility. This is not someone who should ever have the nuclear codes, because it's not hard to imagine Donald Trump leading us into a war just because somebody got under his very thin skin.
It really was a point-by-point dismantling of Donald Trump. I mean, most of her speech, it started out talking more generally about foreign policy, and then it moved and shifted to everything Trump has said, and basically just used exactly what he said to mock him.
Yes. That's true.
No, it was.
And she had the problem was she had a multiple point platform.
You thought it was too much.
Yeah.
Too many points to hit.
Number 6. I mean, there was one point in the speech where she said that. She'd gotten through numbers 1 through 5.
There's so many things to get to.
Right. By the time she got to like 30 minutes in or whatever it was, 30 minutes in, she's like, and number 6. Mm-hmm. We're like, okay. You didn't have to number everything.
I thought it was one of her strongest speeches, though. I really did. She's
well, the subject
talking
matter.
On this subject matter. This is her subject matter, whether or not you agree with her decisions while being involved with foreign policy as Secretary of State. This is an area that she's very comfortable with, and there were no reporters there to ask her questions about other issues with her campaign and emails and other things going on. It was a very favorable audience.
We all know the tools Donald Trump brings to the table: bragging, mocking, composing nasty tweets. I'm willing to bet he's writing a few right now.
And she was right.
He was. You don't take aim at him without him firing back. And that's what he's been doing all afternoon.
Right. Saying she's bad on the teleprompter. He should learn to get better on the teleprompter is really what's going to. And that's what all of his people are telling him. When you go into a speech that has international implication or economic implication.
Word choices matter.
Word choices matter, and you want to stay on the script. That's why they use the teleprompter. This isn't like – that was just one of those big criticisms of Barack Obama, that on every campaign stump in 2008, he used a teleprompter.
It was too scripted, people said. Why does he have to read it? Just speak from your heart.
Right. But and so Trump is using that narrative to say, listen, I'm never on the teleprompter. Well, yeah, you're using the two extremes here. A guy who was on the teleprompter too much and a guy who's never on the teleprompter. There's sort of a happy medium here. You got to get a kind of back, you know, Goldilocks. All right. There's one more.
Okay.
He wants to start a trade war with China. And I understand a lot of Americans have concerns about our trade agreements. I do, too. But a trade war is something very different. We went down that road in the 1930s. It made the Great Depression longer and more painful. Combine that with his comments about defaulting on our debt, and it's not hard to see how a Trump presidency could lead to a global economic crisis.
I think a lot of people don't get that. I think a lot of people are, well, yeah, go ahead. You know, I mean, you got all this debt. Why don't you renegotiate like a business would renegotiate it? The problem with it is that is renegotiating the United States Treasury bond. The United States Treasury bond is the most stable instrument of any economy in the history of the world and is the underpinning. It's the netting underneath the entire world economy. People buy American debt. Governments all over the world buy American debt. People, industries, corporations, billionaires, everybody buys American debt. Ma's and pa's, grandmas. My grandmother used to buy them. My grandmother once said to me, "Buy bonds and T-bills because if the United States goes under, it won't matter. Your money won't be worth it anyway."
It's probably true.
Right? And so that is true. That would take the United States out if they try to do that. People depend on those interest rates to be stable. Okay. Now, to me, of all the things he has done and said, that to me is the scariest.
That's the most bothersome.
Oh, by far.
Or scary, yeah.
Because the rest of it is posturing. That was just something he said to get an applause line. And I know he's smarter than that. I know he knows that he can't actually do that. Or I think he knows he can't actually do that. But the fact that he would say it is just like, what denominator does he think he's really playing to here? Because that's very insulting even to the people who he thinks, the poorly educated, as he likes to say, who he thinks he's going to win with. It's even insulting to everybody in America because you're like, oh, come on. How dumb do you think we are that you would say something like that? It's like, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take all the oxygen out of the atmosphere. That's what I'm going to do. Because these people I don't like are inhaling the oxygen. It's like something like that. Or I'm going to wave a magic wand. I can float. And I'm going to wave a magic wand and make everything okay. It's equally as stupid a thing to say as that. Okay. My blood pressure is just going.
That happens. Your heart's. I mean, I just get worried when you start talking about Trump.
Get Dr. Drew back on the phone. I think I need him.
We might need him somebody on standby.
And also, I'm not quite sure. It's got the stinging sensation down there, too.
Oh, God. Yuck.
Hey, Violetta Pydermatic's got the WGN traffic control spot.
What are you guys talking about?
Right. Great question.
Mommy, Daddy, stop fighting.
Weekday mornings 4 to 10. It has everything you need to know and some things you just need to see. WGN TV Morning News, Chicago's must-watch morning news.
I just had another thought about this. Trump says he's going to reopen Trump University when the lawsuits are over, just to prove, because it's got a lot of interest now. People really want to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
People love it. They love me. They love it. But when you're president, assuming he becomes president of the United States, which, by the way, not a bad assumption right now.
I don't know.
You can't have operational control over anything that is a business. You have to put that all in a blind trust. It's going to be hard not to know, though, how Trump University is doing in your blind trust. Okay.
He has to stick up for it. You know how he is. Everything that he's part of.
Yeah, okay.
He defends.
Okay.
Number three.
Top 5-5 continues. Burns Middle School teacher in Alabama has been placed on administrative leave over a pimp and hoe test.
This was outrageous. Did you see this?
Given to her eighth graders. Some parents say the test includes questionable language and subject matter that just does not belong in the classroom. Parents say they can't believe it was actually given to the students. It's a 10-question math quiz highlighting prostitution, drugs, and drive-by shootings. Well, some of the kids thought it was kind of funny.
Oh, God. It was really bad.
The parents were not laughing.
I was shocked because, like, she's a strict teacher. She was telling all of her classes that it was a joke. She was laughing along with them. It's offensive, and it's, you know, not stuff I really want my eighth grader having to learn and read about in school, whether it's a joke or not.
Very offensive. Very offensive. It blowed his mind to even when he had to read the question twice to let it sink in. Are they really asking me these kind of things? I think the ball got dropped on this big time.
Hmm. Do you want to hear one of the questions?
Yeah, well, we have it as read by Fox 10 TV.
Great. Let's hear it. Because these are outrageous.
Number three says, quote, Dwayne is pimping for three girls. If the price is $65 for each trick, how many tricks will each girl have to turn so Dwayne can pay for his $800 per day crack habit?
All right, hold on.
How does that get on a math test?
Hold on a second. Wait, hold on.
Can you figure it out?
Give me that again.
Dwayne pimps three hoes.
Three hoes.
Price is $85 a trick. How many tricks per day?
85. 85 a trick. Okay.
So you have to take 800 divided by.
Well, now it's three hoes. Is it a per hoe or is it just? Is this just like?
He has an 800 per day crack habit. He's trying to support.
Okay.
You always got to go backwards, bro. You start with the
That's
number.
Great.
I know, but
advice.
But now the question is, do they? But
the question
then three hoes
tricks.
Doesn't matter.
Right. That's a trick part of the question.
Oh.
Just add in another number.
You just have to do 800 divided by 85.
Okay, so
no,
that
wait.
Would be
no, that's
that
not
would
it.
Be
800.
How much are the hoes?
Nine tricks.
Nine tricks, yeah.
9.4, so I guess 10 to make it even.
We need a hoe to figure it out.
We actually need a pimp.
Somebody.
Because he'll understand.
Mm. Another one. Tyrone knocked up four girls in the gang. There are 20 girls in the gang. What's the exact percentage of girls Tyrone knocked
wait,
up?
I have this. I have it. I have, Alex, I have this. Five. Wait,
yes,
wait.
Yes, no extra numbers there.
Classic Tyrone.
Mm-hmm. Just like, yeah, we had in Lane Tech High School, the same questions.
They were just putting
Not
it in terms the kids would understand.
Well, but there's some truth to that. Because remember those old handouts you'd get in school that would like have
oh, that's another one.
Old names.
Oh, handouts, yeah.
Right, that like names. Like I remember we did like sports-related math, and it would always be players you'd never heard of from like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But this is... It's crazy. I mean, you could argue there are some racist themes within this particular test too.
No.
Amongst other issues, but my God,
this is by the way, this is the final at Trump University.
Number two,
the Monkees turned 50 this summer. They released an album bringing together some surprising old and new material. This is a mix of updated recordings from the 60s with new songs penned now.
Said a good time coming on. I can tell it won't be long till there's dancing in the streets again. Music everywhere. There'll be people wanting people, yeah. All laughter everywhere.
Yeah, Davy Jones, man, was one of the greats.
Oh, yeah. Love the Monkees.
One of the greats.
I'm so glad that I got her to think of. She's fine as any Valentine. I think about her all the time.
This is a new one.
Oh, this is part of the new music?
She sends me silly messages and pictures, directing traffic in the mall, or posing with some brand new shoes. She never fails to surprise.
All right. And we're done with that.
Hold on, I gotta blow that up. Hold on, let me blow that up.
She makes me smile.
Hold on!
Okay, we're holding on.
Where's my explosion?
How many hoes does it take to do this?
Okay.
Took care of that.
Yeah, didn't like that's not working for me. Should have stayed retired. And finally,
number one.
6-year-old resident of Quincy, Massachusetts, or Quincy, Mass, as they say there,
mm-hmm.
Robbie Richardson. May not be old enough to drive, but he knows the basic rules of the road. Green means go, yellow means slow down, red means stop. The little lawman called 911 to report his father had broken one of driving's golden rules.
Oh, no.
911
to San Jacinto,
what's your emergency?
Daddy went past a red light.
Yeah?
My daddy went past a red light. He has a black truck, and it was in the brand new car, my mommy's car.
Yeah?
And then,
And what happened?
And he had to go to the car wash, and then he went past the red light.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Is he home right now?
Yeah.
Can I talk to him?
Yeah.
Sure.
Do we get to hear the dad here? I haven't heard. Oh, my God. Hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Quincy Police.
Oh, no. I'm just going to apologize. That's my 5-year-old son.
Just want to let us know you ran a red light.
Oh, no. I apologize.
No problem. As long as everything's all set.
Yeah, no, we're good. Thank you.
All right, have a good night.
Very good.
All right.
He later said, when my daddy goes past a red light again, I'll call the eye doctor. He added that for the cops.
They would have.
He was told not to call the cops for anything but emergencies or 911. And then he said, I'll call the eye doctor.
That kid.
I think he's going to get a talking to.
Yeah, that kid's a narc. Mm-hmm. All right, let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.